Hey, welcome in. Got a great, great special editorial for you right now. It involves my friend John Huber, and it goes directly to some of the comments on our particular website. The missive I got from Ryan, who is John's publicist, is Dwayne The Rock Johnson hits out at snowflakes and people who are offended by everything. Dr. John Huber is available for interviews on this subject. Here's exactly a quote what The Rock said. He's got a big problem with people who have problems with everything because he thinks they're crapping on the freedom of speech. The Rock says there are way too many people in this generation who are looking for reasons to be offended, and they can't handle simple disagreements. You know, we have a lot of that on our side, I have to say. Any comment on that, Big John?
Well, I think in a lot of ways he's right. You know, I taught university until last summer for 21 years, and I watched an evolution where our kids could sit and talk about things that they didn't agree with or believe in, and they didn't take it personally. They were able to have rational conversations to my last year where, you know, that I would see students getting upset and saying, oh, you can't say that. You can't talk about that. That offends me. That's a trigger word. And they're using all these ideal, you know, mnemonics to identify these things that the media has created or somebody in the media has created, and using them, you're offending me, and it's my right not to be offended. Well, I'm sorry, there's not a right to be not offended or not offended. We have a right to free, open communication, free speech in this country, and we have a right to talk about those opinions, because that's what makes this country so great, is that shared experience. You don't have to believe everything I believe in, but we need to sit and talk about it. Why do I think things are different than you do? And that shared communication is what has been the backbone of our country, of our Constitution, for over 200 years. And we need to not hide it and get rid of it, but that's what's happening. It's being pushed away. So I think Rock is right in a lot of ways.
Well, wait or two, I have to say one thing. That represents the backbone of our blog, and I really believe that. We have some ideas that I think are, I don't want to call them crazy, but I would say they are questionable in terms of me agreeing with all of them. But the fact of the matter is, on our blog, John, I learn an awful lot from people who other people would say, oh, those guys are so far away from reality, it's ridiculous. Well, the fact of the matter is, if you stop and think about some of the things that they say, whether they're right or whether they're not right, and I guess I'm talking right now to CFS, Irish Tony, Excelsior, all of you guys, I love every one of you. and I have to say, I learned more from some of the comments that I consider to be off the wall than some of the comments that I consider to be conventional. I also have to say, we're losing listeners at times, specifically in Canada, because they really don't agree with some of the guys on our site. But damn it, John, you don't have to agree with everybody. All you have to do is Big Al's basic philosophy. Listen to what everybody has to say. And if you don't happen to agree with them, you know, just say so in a rational way. The backbone of our economy is, our country is based on what England's Daily Star newspaper said that Rock said. Rock says, I don't have to agree with what somebody thinks, who they vote for, what they voted for, what they think, but I will back their right to say or believe it. And Rock goes on and he says, that's the beauty of democracy. So many good people fought for freedom and equality, but this generation are looking for a reason to be offended. I have to tell you, that is a very, very germane issue right now on our site. And I'm not criticizing anybody on our site. I just have to say it's a very germane issue right now. Agree or disagree, but damn it, what you need to do is you need to think about it objectively. Think about the other person's opinion objectively and then make a statement.
Exactly, and it's high school debate 101. The minute somebody turns to name-calling, you're a racist, you're a bigot. They obviously do not have the debate or the data to actually support their argument.
9 times out of 10, they don't.
9 times out of 10. I mean, it's high school debate class right there. And what do we do? That's what our politicians use every single day. And society is allowing them to do that instead of standing up and supporting their position. And I think it's doing us a disservice because we don't want to offend somebody, because I got accused, not in real life, but I got accused of being, you know, racist or sexist. Now nobody believes me because, you know, somebody said that. Well, you can't prove a negative.
No.
You can't prove you're not racist or you're not sexist. So it must be true, right? And it's bogus. It's a weak argument. Unfortunately, in a political correct era like we are, where we don't want to hurt anybody, we don't want to hit a trigger word, you win if you call the other guy a racist or a bigot first.
Yep. Agree 1,000%. John, I appreciate it. I know I caught you kind of spur of the moment right now, and I'm sorry if I interrupted something important, but I have to tell you, I find this to be a critical issue in our society today. And to have to have a former university professor, to have a PhD psychologist give the insights that you did on this issue, God bless you, John. Thank you so much. It's very important to me to put this on our site.
Thank you, and I think it is important, definitely. And, you know, you hit me right at the sweet spot. Perfect timing, everything today. So I'm good.
Hey, big guy, thank you so much.
Thank you.